Blog Talk Radio.
Show. We're going to be talking about the end times, about what's going on around the world. You know, we need to be getting ready for Christ. We need to open our eyes. We need to start being real Christians. And we're going to be talking about that tonight. And I want to thank everybody for listening to us tonight and join us here on the show. I want to say hey to Robert and Heath. How y'all doing, guys?
Man, we're doing good. How are you doing today?
Good.
We're doing pretty good. How you doing, Robert?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm on fire for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, we're going to we're going to go ahead and jump into a few things. And Heath, what is your? I mean, what do you think about the end times, and what you think is going on now, or do you think we're in the end times, or do you think we're getting close?
We're definitely in the end times. I feel like even today, I was in a meeting today with some pastors, and we've all come to the conclusion that we're definitely in the end times right now. We're in the season, and, you know, all the signs are being fulfilled, and I believe that we're right here at the verge of it, of the Lord coming back.
Amen, amen. I know, you know, back in the day when you know, when Hitler hit the world and was trying to take over the world, and a lot of people was thinking that the end times was then, and that there's actually a lot of people that actually says that the end times started when Christ went back to heaven, when he ascended up, that started the end times, and there's many, you know, different things about that, but the very end times, you know, is a little different. But, you know, Revelation talks about a lot of things, and even Jesus talked about a lot of things about, you know, how things would be like, you know, during the end times, that, you know, a lot of people will be saying, you know, they are the Christ, and a lot of false prophets popping up and all type of things to deceive people. And we are seeing a lot of that today. We're seeing a lot of people being deceived. There's a lot of Christian ministers, I'll say, is out deceiving people. And that's not really, you know, working with God. They're working for the other guy. And we've got to, you know, we've got to keep our eyes out. There's a lot of things going on. And some people is so open to stuff and so easy to fall into situations like that we need to be careful. We need to, you know, ask the Lord what is good, what's not, and really, you know, test the spirit of these things and of these people. And be guided to the right way, because the end times, I mean, the Lord said this to us, you know, said, you know, there will be false prophets and stuff. And the governments is going haywire, and, you know, it says in the Word about we hear about wars and rumors of wars, and we're hearing that constantly. And we've been hearing that for years, but it's really got real pretty bad, you know, nowadays. And, you know, a lot of this stuff is getting closer home. And, I mean, I've heard a lot of things that, you know, that the United States is going through, and we've been in wars for years, and we've been dealing with things. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on there. Robert, what's your input on this, man?
Well, you know, I'd like to comment on what Heath just said, because I said the same thing to one of my employees today before I left work about being in the end times. The Holy Spirit spoke to our group at work about 2 months ago and said that in this last day move of God, the last outpouring, the latter rain that's getting ready to take place, His Spirit is going to be poured out like never before. There's going to be more people receiving the Holy Ghost baptism, getting fired up to do the work in the ministry of the Lord in this last day, getting prepared for His return. And the glory of God is going to be revealed quicker, more rapidly. Every time you turn around, you're going to see the Lord doing something in the lives of His people. And as soon as you get done with that event, here comes something else where the glory of God is being revealed. Today, I had one person receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost on the job, and we're talking to another person about receiving it. Last week, another person received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The things that we need to be focused on, I know that these things are going to be happening all around us, but when sin abounds, grace is going to abound much more. And Paul said that we don't need to be focused on that thing. Be focused on Jesus. That day is not going to take us as a thief in the night when He comes to get the church. We're going to be so focused and on fire for Him, we're just expecting. We're living lives of expectancy in this last day, and the Holy Spirit is revealing Father's heart through His people that are hungry and thirsty to know Him. Amen?
Amen. 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 Now, Heath, I know you got some connections to around, you know, around the government and stuff. What have you been hearing about this end times thing and what's going on?
Well, you know, we're seeing so much in this end time, in these end times that we're witnessing right now. And there's such, you know, even today, I got emails today about what was going on in Iraq, that there's ministries over there that are right, they're like 25 miles from the city that ISIS just had came in and taken over. And these ministries are not leaving because of the conditions of the people. And so, I mean, I can forward some of these over to you guys, but it's such a fast shift right now. We were just down in Louisiana. Excuse me, not Louisiana. We were down in Mobile, Alabama, and went and checked out a church. And Pastor John Kilpatrick's church, Church of His Presence. And we were down there on vacationing, but we felt led of the Lord to go to his service. And the whole time, the whole message was the end times, about how we're going to, you know, the Psalms, is it the Psalms 83 war? And then it's going to go into, you know, how Russia's going to come down and come down through the mountains. And I just want to tell you, it was so powerful, that message that he spoke. But we're seeing it in such a fast pace right now. It's really hard to grasp how fast it's moving. And, you know, earlier this evening, the Lord spoke to me almost 10 years ago. I was at my daughter's, she was having a Christmas function at her school, and there was thousands there. The Lord spoke to me, came to me, and he said, Heath, I want you to tell everybody that you know about me because I'm coming back soon. Now, earlier in the show, you said that, you know, people a long time ago thought it was the end times then. But, you know, recently the Lord has spoken to me again, and it's been about a 10-year span here. And I was on the airplane traveling to Panama, and he told me the exact same thing. He said, I want you to tell the people, you know, it's pretty much in Revelation 3:20. It says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And he says, you tell the people that I'm coming back. I'm coming back after my bride. And so that we know that he's coming back anytime. And the connections that I have, that God has opened up, and the doors that he's opened up for us, it's everything's being confirmed. I get emails on a daily, weekly basis from people pretty high up, and they're all confirming. All the signs are being confirmed in the Bible right now as we speak.
Amen. It's amazing how things are coming together. And, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, you know, when things really start hitting the fan, it'll happen fast, you know. And, you know, it'll be slow, and all of a sudden it'll just come right through. And that's just some of the things. Now, I've had, here on the Healing Light Show, we deal with supernatural things, so we hear quite a bit, and we had a lot of people that came through here. But, you know, I've been hearing for at least, I'll say, ever since 2012, about the return of Christ, and about how the earth is going through a change, and how, you know, how things are going to start transforming, and how, you know, things are going to start happening. But there's never been a set date and time. We just know, just like it says, you know, in the Word, you know, it says, we will know the seasons, we will see the signs, we will know, as, you know, what came out of Christ's mouth, what we're going to be seeing, and knowing what time we're going to be. Just keep your eyes open and be looking for him. And that's what we're all doing. And right now, it's just like it's pinpointing different things. But, you know, it's many different things. When we talk about end times, a lot of people go in many directions with that. Sometimes we think it's in the worldwide thing. Some people say the end times of Revelation is talking about a spiritual transformation. Then you'll hear so many different things about Revelation, about the end times. So it's, you know, it's back and forth with many people's ideas of the end times. Now, we're talking about the outward end times, about things going on in the world that's reflecting this, reflecting what's going on. And as we are seeing things happen. We are seeing things that we've not seen before. And I know something that was unique that I've actually had a dream, I'll say maybe a couple of weeks ago, and I saw planet Earth, and it was split upon itself. It was like two. It was like one, and then it was split upon itself. And then it was just left there. It's like the new Earth came off the old Earth, and it's like they were split, old Earth and new Earth. They was already split apart. and it was left like that. So I was like, this is different. So I'm just going to sit and pray and think about this one. But a lot of times when the Lord shows you dreams, he just takes you to a point. And some people, they go in detail. You know, there's some people that get detailed dreams, but I'm not one of them. Sometimes I do, but sometimes I don't. But it let me know that something is going on. And, you know, it's affirming things. Heath, have you got any dreams or anything about this?
You know, I haven't specifically had any dreams about, well, you know, I'm going to tell you this. I have not had any dreams, but I have had a few visions. And I was sharing with these pastors today about, I guess it was earlier in the summer, me and my wife had went to hang out one day in the mountains and just take a little time off. But anyway, I was up there and we were praying on the parkway on the Blue Ridge Mountains. And we went to this restaurant to get something to eat. And on the way there, I went into like this trance. And I've really not talked about this a whole lot, but today I was talking about this with these guys. And what I saw was I saw this cliff, and the Lord took me in and showed me hell. And showed me, like, hell. And he showed me all these people were just getting pushed in, and it was just a sea of people. And then, it dawned on me, you know, about how much we have so much false religion, and we have, you know, so much false idols in the world, and people are just, they're so easily persuaded away from the true gospel. And the spirits on the earth right now, they're seducing spirits, and we've even had to deal with them our own self and our own ministry, and they're so persuasive that if you're not fully grounded in the Lord and you're not fully grounded, you know, it's easy to be persuaded. And so the Lord showed me that vision of all these people that were falling into, you know, into the pits of hell. And what it actually did is it's about this end time, but it birthed a new compassion in me to save the lost, to go and reach the lost. So, you know, every soul counts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Now, Robert, what have you been getting in your own life about this? Have you been getting any confirmations or even been pushing this subject with things in your own life?
One of the things that I have been focusing on here recently, if you remember back in March, there was a blood moon, and it was the first blood moon for this year. And there's going to be another one take place on October the 8th. Then next year we'll have two more blood moons. NASA calls it a tetrad. There's four blood moons, and any time that these blood moons have appeared in the history, that as long as they can go back and have found records that it took place, and every time it's taken place in our day, there's been something significant happen the life of Israel. And this year, all four tetrads, all four blood moons take place on a Jewish feast date. The first three Jewish feasts have already been fulfilled. So we're waiting on the last three or four Jewish feasts to take place in the history. God is using the Hebrews, the Jews, as like a type of timepiece and calendar. The feasts were established to keep record of God's calendar of events. So I've been watching Israel really closely and what's been happening in their lives this year, just preparing myself for the awakening or the revelation that God is getting ready to appear. If you look back in history, everywhere that the blood moon took place on a Jewish feast date, something significant happened. I mean, extremely significant happened in the lives of the Jews. Everything from the Spanish Inquisition to Jesus going to the cross, that total eclipse, that eclipse that happened the day he hung on the cross, all that fell within Blood Moon Tetrit. And then Israel becoming a nation, the eight-day war, that was Blood Moon Tetrit, took place during that season in their lives. And here we are in the last Blood Moon Tetrit for our century. It's taking place right now. There's going to be two solar eclipses and three more blood moons appear before this series is over. No, I'm not saying that something significant is going to happen during or right after, but somewhere, something significant, I'm believing God, and just from what I've studied and seen, something significant is about to happen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. It's awesome knowing, you know, that the Lord is coming. There's a lot of people that's really looking forward to this. And, you know, and Sid Roth, he was on, I actually went to one of his shows, and he was talking about trying to draw the Israelites to the Lord. He's actually a citizen. He's actually a, quote, a citizen signed into Israel. He's actually a citizen of Israel. He's Jewish himself, but he was talking about trying to bring as many, you know, as many Israelites or, you know, Jewish people to the Lord. And he said one time, he said that he was actually in Israel, and he rented this great big building, and he had, he asked somebody, he said, how can I get some, you know, people from Israel here to come to my show? And he said, just get a bus and just put out a sign or whatever, and we'll see what happens. And he said, okay. So he sent a guy out there, and he had like over 200 Jewish people that's unsaved willing to go on the bus and go to his show. And it got so big that they had to rent two buses. So he got two buses of Israel's citizens that was Jewish to come to his show, and every one of them committed themselves to Christ, man. And,
amen.
It was awesome what he did. And he couldn't believe himself. He's like, he didn't think anybody would show up. He's like, you know, these people was hardcore, you know, Judaism people. And, you know, we don't really know what's going to happen. We're just going to try and see. And God produced these people and sent them to him. And right now he's wanting to do it again. And he's got his own thing on his show that he's trying to get more people and trying to do a bigger one to get more people there. That's pretty awesome, too. But, Heath, you've been to Israel a couple of times, ain't you, man?
Yes, sir, I sure have.
Have you saw any changes going on in Israel about these end times? Have you noticed any difference there?
You know, Israel, every time that you go, you know, what they're continually, you know, uncovering things. They're all every day. They're always excavating. They're always digging up new artifacts and new. You know, they're just continually searching and looking. And but every day it's changing. What I'm noticing about Israel is a flourishing nation. You know, and so what I mean by that is that on the valley and on against the Jordan River, it's so flourishing. It's the deserts are actually turning into just a bounty of food and greenery and lush. I mean, it's just totally, totally fulfilling the prophecies, you know. And so everything is being discovered. Everything's being rebuilt, you know. And it wouldn't, as far as I know, everything is already in place to, you know, about rebuilding temple. And everything. I even heard the other day that, you know, they even got the red heifer. And so, you know, you hear so much, and sometimes it's mind-boggling. But, you know, the Lord could come at any time. I mean, he could come at any time. But everything in Israel is lining up with the scriptures. So much as this, I would like to say this, so much as the last time I was there, you know, the Jews accepted us to come in to their prayer chambers, to come into their meetings, to come into their, you know, to their functions. And, you know, and biblically, you know, with us being the Gentiles, you know, they don't you know, they don't intermix with the, with us. And so for them to welcome us in, we see that God's bridging, you know, the Jews and the Gentiles together. And so you can physically see it with your own eyes, which 4 years ago and 3 years ago, and even some of the guys said it's never happened to them when they go over there and they take groups, but now it's happening. And so they're coming out and they're embracing the Gentiles and they're embracing the people. And so you can physically see the rapid change with your own eyes there in Israel.
That's awesome.
Amen.
I know back many years ago, they had a guy that went through Israel. This before, I guess, Israel really became a nation. This is way, way back. And he took a picture, and Israel was nothing but a desert.
Yes.
He's like, this, and they took a picture. It was like nothing but a desert. And you can see what, you know, the Israelites has turned from that desert into a flourishing, you know, a flourishing country that's producing vegetables. It's, you know, they've got geese coming there, you know, so many times a year. They're producing all type of things, and it's just amazing what they do to that place.
Oh yeah, they're producing. They have probably one of the largest greenhouse systems in the world, to where they're actually supplying other nations with food, and so you can see how it's hard for them to keep up with the increase in the nation of what God is doing in their nation. They're having to work day and night just to keep up the increase that God's pouring on them and on their land and the abundance that he's blessing them with, because it's such a flourishing nation and it's just so rich. And it's just, you know, it's getting better and better and better every day and every month.
Amen, amen. It's always amazing to hear what the Lord's doing to his chosen people. Now, Robert, what do you know about Israel? I mean, have you ever been to Israel or anything?
I've never been to Israel, but I have a lot of friends who have, and most of the people that I know that have either been or are still traveling back and forth there, they're focused on what my brother Heath just said about being able to fellowship and relate to them. Because, you know, the Word of God says that we need to be the friend of Abraham and his descendants. For those who bless
Amen.
Him, he will bless them, you know. So we need to be focused on being a blessing, praying for Israel, praying for the peace in Jerusalem. But I know one thing. It says in the New Testament that there's not neither Greek nor Jew, black nor white, bond nor free. So we're all one people now because of what Christ Jesus has done. He has given us the capacity to live as one in the earth and to have that intimate relationship with our Father. And that blessing that he spoke in Abraham's life, he spoke that blessing that would be passed on to the seed of Abraham, which is Jesus. It says in Galatians chapter 3 that we, the Gentiles, receive that same blessing that he spoke in Abraham's life just because we are in Christ. And I'd like to read that right quick just to be specific about what it says. It says in verse 14 of chapter 3 that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Father's trying to get us all linked up together. That blessing that he spoke over Adam, that he spoke over Noah, he spoke that same blessing to Abraham. That blessing has been made available to all humanity. And we are grafted in Jews, or we are Israel. I like to say that the word Israel means those who rule for God. And, you know, if you're speaking Father's language, if you're lifting him up continually, staying focused on Jesus the way that we should, we are Israel, those who rule for God. And that blessing belongs to us.
Amen.
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 That's really good. And I confirm that because I see right now in the body of Christ for God, he's breaking down denominational barriers are just being crushed. We just had we're non-denominational ministry, and we just had a Baptist pastor, and he just gave us 4,800 flyers, which actually they're pamphlets, and it's the Book of Romans with the plan of salvation in Spanish because we're getting ready to go to the Dominican Republic. And so I was just so touched by him reaching out and sowing that seed into
Amen.
Our mission coming up. And so God is breaking down these denominational barriers, and just like you said, Robert, he's putting his branches together. He's putting his people together to do one work.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I remember one of your IBM friends, you was talking about they're bringing people out of the woodwork that you normally don't see out in the open doing these specific jobs for Christ. And a lot of these people have been like in hiding, but he's bringing them out now for these specific jobs of bringing people into the kingdom, preaching, doing. They got specialty jobs to bring people into the kingdom. And I really seeing that too, as you were saying that day, it kind of opened my eyes and got me to realize, you know, that and seeing things happen. And we're always used to seeing, you know, these mainstream preachers doing God's work, and we don't really think about this the everyday man or the everyday Christian that has this specific job that's very important to the Lord that we kind of overlook. But the Lord never did overlook it. He's using these people. And right now, these people that he does use, they're coming out. I mean, I can think of maybe a couple of people out, you know, Daniel Cook. He's one of the people that I would think that he would be out there doing stuff. He's doing wonders for the kingdom. You know, there's many other type of people, a bunch of people I know, that you would never think would be doing anything for the kingdom, but they're out there doing tremendous things. And it's just, you know, seeing these people. And there's a friend of mine that I know from Florida, and he does a lot of things. He started working in the power of God and learning how to do street ministry and all this stuff. And I think he's in his late 50s, 60s, or something like that, but he just had his pulling to do work for the Lord. He's wanting to help build the kingdom for Christ, and he didn't care whether he's retired or what. He just went out and did it anyway. And he's out here hitting the streets and praying for people, seeing things happen and bringing people into the kingdom. And it's awesome to see just everyday Joes out here doing this work, and we need that. We need more of this. And we really need the churches to really combine with these people and really get people to know Christ instead of, you know, get them used to, you know, every Sunday service and the in and out, but really get them to know Christ personally. Not, you know, it's a story that we learn, and, you know, so be it, you know, and go home and live your worldly life. But, yeah, dedicate yourself to Christ and really get in with him and really build a relationship with him. And that's why I really think people need to do now is build a relationship with Christ instead of just one time a week, every day of the week, every minute of the week, build that relationship up with Jesus. And I think that's really important now in these end times. And I really think this is important in any time, instead of just the end times. Every day it's supposed to be like this, but especially right now. And it's just so crucial. And like you said, you know, the way God was showing you, that hell is filling up and people's falling into it and getting dragged into it. That's because, you know, what I see it, it's because, you know, the church is kindly on pause. They're not really looking for God. They're too stuck in their worldly life, you know, going to church and then going to Walmart and going, you know, watching football, not concentrating on what they just listen, what they really put their life into. They're just doing their own thing, but church is really concentrated on Christ to get that Holy Spirit in you, to seek God, to have you change. And one of the things that I actually saw at a Pentecostal church down here in Lincolnton, it kind of surprised me, was this couple came to this little house church that was going to a big church down the road and said, "My kids are not being changed. They're all in drugs. They're all dating different women. I'm not seeing no change in my children. I had to bring them to a church that had the power to have them change." And and she brought her kids, and the minister in the church prayed over these kids. We prayed over these kids, expecting to see some wonders in these kids. And that's pretty bad when you're sitting in a church for years and you've not seen your kids change. You're not seeing your wife change. You ain't seeing nobody change. And that's, you know, the Spirit is just not working there. These end times, it's crucial. We need to see the Spirit working in the church. We need to see people changing. If you ain't seeing nobody changing, you need to rethink things, you know. But it's very crucial right now in the end times and some of the things that we're all talking about here tonight about what's going on. And I really think it's really important. But at this time, we're going to go into a song, and we'll be right back. The song is going to be I Need a Miracle. Be right back.
Well, late one night she started to cry and thought he ain't coming home. She was tired of the lies, tired of the fight, but she didn't want to see him go. She fell on her knees and said, I haven't prayed since I was young, but Lord above, I need a miracle. Well, no matter who you are and no matter you've done, there will come a time when you can make it on your own. And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Amen, amen. How's it going, Heath?
It's going good. How are you doing?
All right. We're back here on the show right now. We just listened, I Need a Miracle. Heath, you said you had your friend there. You and your friend was going to talk about a few things.
Yeah, we were going to talk about a few things. We were both down in Mobile, Alabama, and God just both of us put us right there, and basically the whole service was on end time prophecy, and some of the things, you know, we read the Bible, but some of the things that we skip over. But, you know, there's a war, Psalms 83 war. You know, he was talking about the things that were going to have to happen before Jesus returned. And it really just kind of really just touched my heart, and it touched Scott's heart as well. But the Psalms 83 represented the Arab nations, you know, how the Arab nations are going to come against Israel, and then the expansion of how Israel is actually going to be a bigger nation than they actually are, and how Israel is actually going to they're going to basically fight without anybody helping them. They're pretty much going to take care of this on their own, and God's going to, his hand is going to move upon them. And then that's supposed to take place first. And we're seeing that happen right now. It's happening really fast, isn't it, Scott?
The roots of it, yes.
Yeah, the roots of it are happening so fast. And then right after that, then we switch straight into Ezekiel 38, where it talks about Gog and Magog, and it talks about, you know, who they are, and who, and we all know that this, we all know what's going on right now with Russia, and we all know that that represents Russia, correct, Scott?
Yeah.
And so we know that in this, that, you know, we don't know for sure if it's Putin or if it's going to be another president, but we do know that, you know, with what's going on over there right now with Russia and Putin actually invading Ukraine and you know, just the start of what they're doing, that as Israel progressively continues to succeed in these battles and in these wars with these Arab countries, you know, that we know that Russia is eventually going to come try to sneak in and take them out. And we also know, yeah, and Scott said, you know, God's going to handle it, isn't he, Scott?
Yeah.
He's going
to – it basically says that he's going to – Israel's not going to have to fight for themselves. That God's going to – he's going to do it himself.
Yeah, God's going to do it himself so that he can show who he is. And through that, it's going to – you know, through God showing, it's going to shake the nations. It's going to shake presidents. It's going to shake leaders.
Well, it says there that he'll be even the heathen – will realize who he is.
Amen. Even the heathen will realize who he is. How about that, guys?
Amen. Amen.
There's going to be some good stuff.
Amen.
I'm excited. I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited. And I wanted to share this with you guys also right quick, just for a second. Today when I was praying, the Lord took me to Revelation 6. And he was showing me, you know, in Revelation 6, it's about breaking the seals. Are you guys familiar with that?
Yes, sir.
A little bit.
And so what the Lord was showing me in this was that in he was showing me where we're really at. Because about 4 months ago, I was in a church service. It was like a revival service. And I was in Charlotte. And during praise and worship, the Lord kind of like just... I just had a massive encounter, and I saw this black horse, and he had these scales, and he had these balances, and, you know, if you study Revelation 6, that's actually, you know, the third seal that's broken, and it talks about that in Revelation 6:5, and so I think, and you guys can study this out, and I've just done my own studying, but it's kind of like to a time, you know, that seal was broken. But the Lord today even showed me, even today, that we've actually even increased further than that, that we're actually even, you know, past the fourth seal, and we're going into the fifth seal being broken, where it talks about that people will be slain from the word of God. And we're seeing that right now going on right this second in Iraq, you know, I beheading children. And so the Lord was just speaking to me on that, and I just wanted to share that with you, that we're that close right now. I mean, the seals are being broken. Yeah. Things are happening. Sicknesses and plagues are on the earth. We've got this Ebola breakout all over the world, and, I mean, it's just so much happening so fast. that it's going to be hard to keep up with. What do you think, guys?
I'm going to tell you one thing that's really weird. It was about a year ago or so that I heard a horn blow. It sounded like a trumpet, like a biblical trumpet blow. And I was at work. I was looking around making sure it wasn't a horn from a truck or something. And then I was like, this is weird. And then I got on a computer and I was searching this out. Y'all talking about this. It reminded me of this. And there was people all over the world hearing horns blow. They had this one, I don't know whether it was a state out west, they heard it. The whole city heard it. And they was calling 911 like nobody's business and reporting this. And then in the radio station, a nearby radio station in that town, then they was hearing it over in the Middle East and around. They was hearing these horns blow. And it started getting me thinking about Revelation. And this has been about a year or two ago. And it was the seals being broke, man. We didn't know this was going on, but it was. The seals are being broke. And like you said, we could be on the, you know, I have no idea what seal we're on, but I know they was being broke.
Yes, sir, they sure were. And we're right here. I mean, look at what's going on in the Arab world. I mean, look what's going on in the Middle East with all this ISIS and this massive uprising of evil. You know, I mean, this is like genocide over there, man. They're like killing thousands and thousands of children. Just because, and the thing they're doing is they only have one option. They either convert to the Islam or they get they're going to die. I mean, that's just straight up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
It's terrible how they're doing it. And they was talking about today, they was trying to, show Israel as they was bad people because they was killing women and children, which they weren't. What the Muslims was doing, they was actually planting women and children on the top of these houses, on these roofs, where they was planning to bomb. They put these women and children on top of these house roofs where they would get killed. Now, I say, how much of a coward is that to put women and children on a house that you know going to get blown up? I mean, that's just, it's terrible, man. And the guy that was representing Israel was saying, this is what's going on. He said, we're not aiming at women and children. He said, we actually call these people up and have them to leave before we actually fire the rocket. He said that these Muslims is rushing these kids and these women up on the roofs when they were supposed to be gone. It had nothing to do with them. And it's just, I mean, it just got my goat there about how they're doing that. And I saw some fellow Christians, you know, I saw it on Facebook, and they was posting these things. It got so bad I had to stop seeing the posts. I quit receiving them, but they was killing tons of children, Christian children. They was going inside of these houses where the Christians would gather up, and they would slaughter everybody in. I mean, it was just bad what they're doing over there, man, and it's demonic, and it's just crazy. And we need to be praying for these people, praying, you know, that the Lord will protect them. I know they're being protected and their souls is going to heaven, but, you know, it's just crazy how this stuff is going on. And you would think about it would be like in the movies, like something in the movies, but it's actually going on, you know. And it's hard to wrap your mind around this stuff sometimes, you know.
It really is. What did Jesus say? As in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns. You know, the attitude of mankind before the flood, where man was so consumed with satisfying himself, ruling, dominating, and having dominion over other men. Man was so consumed with doing things contrary to the will of God. Father found and took Noah and his family and set them aside and gave all humanity about 125 years to do something about themselves, to try to give them an opportunity to be saved, but they rejected him because their father, the devil, their head, the devil, was controlling them and ruling and reigning over them. They were living evil and wicked, contrary to the will of our Father. And it's the same thing that's happening today. Jesus said, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be. The focus should be that we're looking at the repeated nothing new under the sun. They're doing the same thing that they've always done. But you know what? Father has a remnant. Father has a group of righteous men, women, and children who are going to stand up in this last day, and they're going to shine a light in that darkness that's going to pierce through, and it's going to draw men up out of the pit. And in this last
Amen.
Day, many are going to come to him. Many are going to be
Amen.
Saved, and many are going to find that fire, that pure light that our Father really
mm-hmm.
is, and they're going to come to him, and they're going to know that he is God, and they're going to declare in this last day. That's what we've been called to do, to be that light shining in that darkness. As in the days of Noah, it's going to take place. The world is the world, and the world is consumed with being the world. But we who
Amen.
Are in Christ, we have a different drive. We're driven to please our Father and to demonstrate
Amen. Amen.
With power and authority that we are in him and he is in us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is awesome. That's exactly right. I'm reading a book right now that is called I Am Remnant.
Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise
yeah, we,
the Lord.
Up there it said, Roth, they had a preacher talking about the remnant. He was up there talking about that. I think he went to Christ Alive Church. He went there and talked about it, too, or something. But it was a pretty awesome thing he was talking about. Now, Heath, you've got an event coming to Hickory here pretty soon. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, we have an event coming this Friday night. It's called it's a healing and revival service. God's just kind of put this mandate on our heart to bring revival to this area, to pray for the sick. And so it's this Friday night. It's actually going to be in Suite 2940 in Mountain View, and it'll be we'll start at 7:00. And what we typically do is we have worship. And we just really like to worship the Lord, and then we'll just preach the word, and we'll just pray for every person in the building that's there that wants prayer. And we come in with no program, no agenda, and we just want God to show up, and we just want to just be led by the Lord. And he shows up in a mighty way.
Amen.
Amen.
He does.
Amen.
He shows up in such a mighty way, and sometimes it's even... It just, it's mind-boggling on what he does and how he comes in. But, you know, I've just learned over the years if we just give, just, you know, turn loose of our control and just let him be who he is, it'll amaze you of what he'll actually do. And so that's just kind of the way we kind of do these Friday night healing services. And, I mean, we just see so many people get healed, so many people get baptized in the Holy Spirit, and a lot of people that have been in this Christian walk for years, they come and they get refilled and they just get like a fresh baptism of fire so that they can, you know, get those embers relit again within them so that they can fulfill the mandate on their own life.
Amen.
Amen. That's awesome to have, you know, actually have a service that actually, you know, just allows the Holy Spirit to do what he needs to do and let Jesus do what he needs, you know. But a lot of them, you know, they kindly fired the Holy Spirit and they moved in, you know, their cheese and their refreshments, and they have their little speaking engagement they do, and that's about it. And it's awesome when you actually let the Spirit of God actually do what he's supposed to be doing. And I really think not only, you know, events need to be doing, I think churches need to be doing is just allow him to do what he needs to do, like they did in the book of Acts, how Paul and them had their services and how they had so many people in the church speaking in tongues that they needed somebody to interpret it because everybody was doing it. Nowadays, you got the special one doing speaking in tongues and ain't nobody else doing it because they're not really walking in the Spirit. And it's, you know, we need that old church back, and I'm hoping that's what's being put back together nowadays. And, yeah, everybody be sure to go to Heath's event. Can you repeat the time and the place again, Heath?
Yes, sir. We're actually going to be in Mountain View, North Carolina, or it's Mountain View Hickory area, and it's going to be in Suite 2940, and it's going. The address is 246B
127 South, Hickory, North Carolina. And we're going to be starting at 7 o'clock this Friday evening.
Amen, amen. I'd like to thank all you guys for coming on here tonight to talk about the end times, because this is a big subject, and I'm sure we had a lot of people listen to this, and a lot of people was going to listen to this in the archives. And I'm gonna keep this on Facebook and all the many other places I keep these shows on, and I'm sure a lot more people is gonna be listening to this and gonna learn a lot. And Heath, it's always a pleasure having you on the show, man.
Man, I thank you guys for allowing me and Scott to be on the show tonight. It's just been our pleasure. We know that God is using this show to reach people around the nations of the world. And, I wanted to share something with you. I had one of my intercessors contact me about a month ago, and she said, there's a number coming, and it's called 777. And I didn't even realize your show was located 777.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I had an email this evening right before the show and tell her that. She was blown away. And so I've just been laughing at God, man. God's just, he's really putting that remnant together and pulling out the unknown that just want to advance the kingdom and
amen.
Work together for one accord. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Yes, amen.
Amen. And I appreciate you, Robert, too. He takes a lot of time out to come here on the show. Robert, I mean, a lot of people here on the show that listen to the show know a little bit about Robert. I don't think y'all do. Robert is a guy, he ministers, he goes to many churches and ministers, and he has his own personal church that he goes to. But he's always been, a voice that's always, enriched me in the Word. I've already had the Word, but he always comes and encourages me, encourages everybody. And I always loved what he always talked about. And, one day the Lord just pushed me and said, why don't you get him on the show? And I was like, sure, I will. This is the Lord's show anyway. It's not mine at all, by no means. And a lot of people that came on the show found that out the hard way because they wanted to come on. I was like, no, the Lord wants this person on here. He don't want you on here. He wants somebody else. So I always go with what the Lord wants me to do. And anyway, it's, he's really worked through Robert. I saw him really touch a lot of people at work. I work in a router department, so I don't get to talk to a lot of people. I kind of got to stay on my machine. But since Robert's kind of like a supervisor over the shipping in the back, he has a lot more opportunity to talk to a lot of more people. Us router people, we're kind of kept from to ourselves because we have our own time limit different than the rest of the plant because we're the 12-hour shift and everybody else is like the 8-hour, 9-hour. So we're kind of kept away from the other population for some reason. I don't know why, but anyway, it's weird. But anyway, Robert has time to talk to people in the shop, and he really does a great job of touching people for the Lord. And I saw him do a great job of bringing people into the kingdom, even young guys that is actually don't know the Lord at all, could have been on drugs before, been in and out of bad things, and he'd actually talk to these people while they're working and bring them to the Lord, and it kind of blows your mind what he does. And I was like,
amen.
Man, the Lord, I was like, the Lord's using you, and I'm bringing you on here to let you help me a little bit on Wednesday night. So it's awesome. It's awesome.
Amen.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, Heath, and I really enjoy your events. I've been going to your IBM trains. I didn't get to make it this week, but I am planning to go. If you have one next week, I'm going to try to get there, and I am planning to go to your Friday night event. But I really enjoy all your events. The Lord really touches everybody there. I try not to do much. I just try to listen to you and soak what the Lord is bringing to your event. I'm just there to soak, man. So it's it's awesome.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, man.
There's nothing like coming and just getting refreshed. I go to places, man, too, all the time. I just like to be refreshed in the presence of the Lord, and I appreciate you coming. We will be having the IBM class, I think, all the way to the end of September every Tuesday evening. And so it's been incredible. Last night was on healing,
and we taught on healing, and then the next Tuesday night we're actually going to teach on the second part of healing and try to get people activated in praying and for people. Get them activated like Robert's doing right there in the marketplace, right there in the church, right there in the business world.
Yes, amen.
Yeah,
amen.
It's awesome because, you know, every place, I mean, you're the church and you're touching people everywhere you go. And it's when I wear that Healing Light shirt, I draw people from no – I mean, I'm not even expecting people to come up to me, and they're just popping out. I'm like, what is this shirt doing? Is it something – does this shirt smell or what's going on? They just come to me and say, hey, man, you know the Lord, don't you? I was like, yeah. It's just out of nowhere that it gives me a perfect opportunity to witness to people. And, you know, I've always been a person that loved to witness on the radio and the church, all this stuff, and preach, teach, all that. Out in the public, I've kind of been, you know, family man, all this, but it gives me the opportunity to talk to people out in the workplace, talk to people out in the street and stuff like that. And it is awesome to do that and really do like the disciples did. And, you know, we need to do more of that. And I'm really seeing a big movement of this, not only with me or anybody else, it's just a lot of people is doing this now. And I really think the Lord's really calling. And we're actually recording. The show ain't over yet, but the time slot has, but I'm going to keep on going. But anyway, it kind of goes back to the Lord talked to me about a year or so ago. He was wanting to put the power back in the church. He didn't even show two specific churches he was wanting me to do, but the whole body is responsible for this, to put his power back into the church. And And he's wanting to get it back on the street. He's wanting to get back to the book of Acts, way it was, way it was in the beginning. And I'm really thinking, there's a lot of other ministries talking this, but a lot of these small churches is going to be the big deals, these little small churches. And, you know, small groups is where all this is going to be going on. And,
yes,
you know,
sir.
I mean, I can't say it's just what I've been hearing, it's what the Spirit's been pushing to me, but a lot of these small churches are going to start back up the way they did in the book of Acts, and you're going to start seeing a lot of things happen. And, you know, it's going to be happening pretty soon, and not if it's already going on. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on now that nobody really knows about.
Mm-hmm.
And I know one of the ministers, I think it's a minister down in Stephen Brooks, down there in Moravian Falls, and he was talking about, you know, some of the amazing, I think Heath has even talked about this, is some of the amazing miracles you see overseas, in the bush, you know, out on the trail, out in the middle of nowhere, where you, Steve Brooks even talked about there's a Chinese couple or a Chinese group that was actually, didn't have no food, and was praying for the Lord to bring some food somehow, just produce food, and all of a sudden these two Americans saw a whole table get filled full of food in front of their face, and they both about passed out, couldn't believe something like that could happen. And he said, you wouldn't believe some of the amazing miracles that the Lord can do. And these people had no way to get food, but the Lord produced it just like that.
Come on.
And, he said, it's just some amazing things that you see out there. He said he saw a lot of it. And, you know, I like to see it over here, too. It's some of the, you know, some of the services around here to see stuff like that. But
we
it's
are.
Amazing what, yes, it's amazing to see what's going on, you know. But,
yes, I wanted
go
to
ahead
confirm.
And, go ahead, man.
I wanted to confirm that with you. About what you just said, because we're getting ready to leave next Thursday, and we're going to be doing holding crusades in the Dominican Republic. And so I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I was praying today, and I said, Lord, you know, what do you want us to do? What is the theme of this trip? And he said, I want y'all to preach and teach on my power. And I said, well, why do you want us to preach and teach on your power? And, well, it was twofold. You know, when the power of God is released, you know, it, and he heals the multitude, which obviously is going to be a mass amount of people come in. There'll be a mass amount of salvations take place. But it's exactly what you said. The Lord told me today, he said,
he said, my church is not moving in my power. And it's like giving this lukewarm theology that doesn't, you know, that doesn't, it's like a lukewarm, melted down message that has no power and transformation. And so I just wanted to confirm on that.
Amen. There's a lot of this going on. But, yeah, we're going to go ahead and shut this show down about the end times, and I really appreciate everybody listening, and everybody's going to be listening to this on the archives. And at this time, you know, Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless these people that's listening. I ask you to let this show touch their heart. Holy Spirit, I ask you to turn their heart. Let them, you know, let them see what they need. Let them see that they need the Lord in their heart. Just reveal the Lord to them. Let just open their eyes. Just open their eyes. And anybody that needs healing out there, in Jesus' name, I command all illness to leave. I command wholeness to their body, wholeness to their legs, wholeness to their arms. I'm seeing a neck issue. I command wholeness to the neck. You know, heart issue. I command wholeness to the heart issue. If somebody has a broken heart, I command the heart to be repaired in Jesus' name. I command healing upon all the people that need it. Just put your hands on the sick area now. In Jesus' name, I command all sickness to be gone, the chest, the stomach. I command all that to be healed now in Jesus' name. Lord, I want to thank you for bringing these people on the show today. I really thank you for making this show possible and bringing your glory upon this show and really touching people through these broadcasts. And I'd like to thank this in Jesus' name. And I'd like to tell everybody, you know, if you're listening to this broadcast, please follow the broadcast on Blog Talk. And if you can, go to Facebook and look up the Healing Light Show and like the page. It lets us know who's actually listening to the show and where I can get in contact with you, or you can get in contact with me. And I put a lot of good posts on the Healing Light Show page. And I do have a thing, anybody that needs a healing, needs a prayer or anything, just post it on that page. We will pray for you. If you need a healing, I mean, I know Heath would be open for it. I would be open for it. Just send us a message, and I'll be more than willing to talk with you, speak with you, Skype, whatever you need. I will pray for you. Just we're all willing to help the body of Christ. That's what we're all here for. Just go ahead and do that. And I'd like to say I'll see you. I think we got a show coming Friday night at 10:30. I got a guy from Pakistan that's calling in. He's actually he's actually needing help with Bibles. The Pakistan people is hungry for the Word of God, and he's really, you know, really promoting Bibles, giving Bibles out to the Pakistan people, and he's going to be calling in talking about this. So God bless every one of y'all. We'll see you Friday night.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
I'm coming back to the start, where you found me. I'm coming back to your heart. Now I surrender. Take me, 'cause this is all I can bring.
Here we go. Come on.